Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm really excited. Today, this episode, we're going to be talking all things girl things, girly things, just girl stuff, you know. And I'm really looking forward to it. We've got period talk coming up. Any male listening to this is just crossed off. We've got period talk. We've got how to hit up someone, girl friendship dramas, all girl problems, girl stuff. Okay, so I'm really looking forward to it. But I hope you're all doing really well. I don't actually have much to update you on apart from, right? I feel like it's in spirit of the episode. So obviously you guys know, I did mention I'm going to the doctors at the moment about my periods and stuff, right? And so have I spoken to you about that appointment? I actually don't think I have. Well, I'm really sorry if I have. I'm a bit concerned if I have, because I've totally forgotten. My memory may be a bit messed up. But anyway, so if I haven't, I'm going to say it again if I have, but whatever. So I have an appointment, right? Obviously very scared. You guys know me by now. And I've built up the courage. Come on, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's find out what's going on down there, right? I'm sitting there. Yeah, you know, like I faint, I vomit, you know, it's like I'm in labor. It's like I need to call an ambulance. Only thing that stops me from calling an ambulance is the fact that I've been here hundreds of times in my life. Probably not hundreds, but whatever. Anyway, so I'm telling her how awful it is. And she's like, okay. So I'm going to examine you today. And for some reason, guys, it didn't cross my mind that she might want to do that. It didn't. I have no clue why. Right, so I was like, yeah, of course, guys. I am not ashamed to admit I hadn't showered. I, you know, doctors, I was an anxious mess. I just had to get up, take a deep breath, get ready and go. Like it was stressful, right? So I hadn't even showered. I thought, oh god, you know, hopefully it's all right down there. Worst part, I hadn't shaved, and listen, nothing wrong with a hairy puss, but when you're someone like me who you feel your freshest when she's soft, freshly shaven, it feels so like, oh God, because it's not like nice and neat. It's just prickly and messy. Like it's coming down the leg at that point. You know, you guys know, right? Whatever. Anyway, I was like, oh yeah, of course. So I had my smear not long ago, didn't I? So I was like, this is clockwork to me right now, and I know how it works, yeah. But anyway, I get past the fact that I hadn't fucking showered because I'm a scab, and then I haven't shaved either, whatever. I just think, do you know what? She's seen every vagina you can imagine. Who cares? She's not judging me. She's a doctor. So anyway, I get on the bed, open my legs the exact same way I did for the smear. I'm stood there, sat there, led there even, not covered by anything. My doctor doesn't cover you. You know, when I went to my doctor in London and I had the internal ultrasound, they cover you with like a thing to wrap around you. So you're not just sat there with your whole pussy out. But anyway, my one's just like, get it out, babe. So anyway, whatever. I've done this before, only last month. So whatever, I know what I'm doing. That's what I thought. I'm laying there with my legs open, yeah? She's turned around, getting all the equipment, and I'm waiting for her to turn around, puss in the face, right? Anyway, she turns around, she's like, okay, if you just want to put your feet together. I was like, oh, I'm mortified. I've been sat there with my whole fanny out. And she's like, okay, pop your feet together, honey. And then lower the knees, okay? I was like, oh, okay. I was stood there feet wide apart, hon. Do you know what I mean? So she was like, right, feet together, knees down. I was like, oh, okay. Lamp, big lamp, desk lamp comes fucking sliding down up to my fan. Yeah, like a dentist lamp. She gets that up in the purse. I was like, oh, okay, what the fuck? You are seeing a sight I have never seen. I have never shone a light and looked at my vagina, and I could never see it from that angle unless I did it in a mirror. And, you know, we've all looked at our vaginas in the mirror, but not with a bloody lamp. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so I'm like, okay. And she puts the thing in that opens you up. And she said, I'm just going to use a little small one. I thought, perfect, you know. I thought, perfect, right? And then she's like, right, I'm just going to take a sample, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, you look lovely in brown. You been on holiday this year? I thought, don't try and convince me this isn't happening. I'm so aware of what's happening right now. Chatting to me about holiday, it's like I'm getting my hair cut. I was like, literally laying there, puss open, little things scraping my insides. Yeah, just come back from Tenerife. Yeah, really nice. It's so funny, right? Anyway, and then she has a proper look. So she gets the sample, puts it in the bag, whatever, wherever it goes. I don't know, I wasn't looking. And then I was just staring at the ceiling like, God, make it end. And then she goes, I'm just going to have a little look and just see how it's looking. And I thought, oh, that's good, because I can't see all up in there. So I'm quite pleased that she's going to get a good look, right? She goes, yeah, this all looks normal. All looks normal. Bit of mucus in there. Listen, that is so normal. Obviously, discharge, basically. Mucus, discharge. She was just talking about discharge, right? Mucus is just discharge, whatever. So when she said it, for some reason, I was really embarrassed. Why was I embarrassed? I do, you do, like, but for some reason, she was like, bit of mucus up there. I was like, okay. And then she went, but that's totally normal. I was like, right. So what you're telling me is you could have just not said that. Do you know what I mean? Normal. So that comment could have gone unsaid, realistically. But for some reason, I found it really embarrassing. I was like, okay. Oh, and then I had to get my pants on and sit there, and you know, because they use like a lube, don't they? And it's all slimy in your knickers. Oh, but she was really good, bless her. I'm so great, bless her. What am I about, bless her? Bless her. Oh, bless. She was really good, bless her. No, she was really good, and I'm really grateful. But I'm getting like all these tests and checks, which is fucking terrifying for me. But definitely got to be done, you know. I'm strong, I'm confident, I'm brave. So yeah, that's the update on my periods, guys. Oh, so funny though, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I was just crying though. When I walked out, I was like, fuck it out. And I had to have my bloods done. I went to the hospital that day because she gave me a slip to go and get my bloods done at the hospital. And I rang my mum to update her on what the doctor said. And then she was like, oh, you might as well go do that now, innit? I was like, whoa, fucking hell. I was going to give myself at least 30 working days to hype myself up for that. I've just gone to a doctor's appointment, hun. Anyway, she said, you know what? Get it done. Get it out of the way. What then now? Get it done. I said, do you know what, Deanne? You're fucking right. And I did. I went and got my bloods done. And do you know what I've realised? I'm kind of funny with blood, but not too bad. It's just the whole process of getting bloods fucking cringes me out, mate. It is the cringiest thing ever. Like, it is so cringe. And you know when they wrap the band around your arm? Ugh. I was like, oh my God, make it end. And honestly, I was listening to the clock ticking because for some reason the woman that taking my bloods, like, she didn't really speak to me. And I was just, it was well awkward. But anyway, so I'm listening to the clock ticking, and for some reason my brain liked to torture me, and it was imagining that every tick of the clock was a drip of blood, and it made it feel a lot longer. So don't do that. But honestly, I was cringing. And I'm curious to know how many of you actually look when you get your bloods done. Like, how many of you actually look at it? Because could never be me. No, honey, I can't look at that. Oh my God, my brother's girlfriend, she's really bad with blood. Like, she faints, bless her. Like, she proper faints. And she's obviously, she's pregnant, and she's having to have blood tests quite frequently now. And yeah, it's not ideal for her. But yeah, I don't mind the whole idea. It's just, it cringes me out. Like, even after I come out and I couldn't shake off what had just happened to me, I was like, she has just collected a sample of my blood. And like, now I'm just, I don't know. But do you know what fucking freaks me out? And someone out there has the answer. One of you guys will work in a hospital or a doctor's surgery and you will know the answer to this. What do they do with all everyone's blood? So once you've tested the blood and you've got the results that you need, where does it all go? Ugh, does it all just go into like a fucking chamber of blood? God help me. It's cringing me out bad. But do you know what I mean? Like, where does all the blood go? Oh no, I actually, I'm cringe and I need to change the subject. Okay guys, you know what? That is the end of my period TMI story. Sorry if that grossed you out, but I mean, it shouldn't really. But to be fair, I feel like some people, it's like, you don't want to know what's going on with my vagina. Like, you probably didn't want to know that there was mucus in my vagina that day. But at the same time, there's potentially mucus in your vagina right now. So who actually cares? Okay guys, you know what? I think we should just get straight into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So on the topic of periods, by the way, this whole episode isn't going to be about periods. There's honestly not much more. But on the topic, we might as well stick on it for a minute. I put up some stories asking some girly questions. And one of them I was really curious about is how many of you have been to the doctor regarding your periods? So I put a poll up asking if you ever had. And I'm quite surprised. So 54% of us have been to the doctor regarding our periods. That's more than half of us. So essentially, most women have been to the doctor about your period. Isn't that crazy? Whether that be pain or, you know, they're irregular, you've lost your period, they're really, really painful, they're really, really heavy, whatever the complications are, whatever your worries are, you might just have questions. More than half of us are going to a doctor for our periods. Isn't that like kind of upsetting? Anybody? But 46% of you are saying no. And can I just say, I can't actually imagine that you've had a life where, like, one day you just started your period for the first time, you're like, oh, there she is. And it's just been like, no complications. You've never had to go to a doctor. Like, that must be so nice. My mum was like that. Like, she said that when she was my age, never had period pain. Like, they were literal clockwork. My sister is the exact same. She never gets period cramps. You know, they get like a bit moody the week before and snappy, but they don't get cramps. Yeah. And then there's little old me just fucking taking them for everyone. Like, but yeah, that, I thought that was so interesting. Okay. And then I put up a little box saying, you know, what do you want to talk about regarding periods? Because I genuinely get a lot of questions, a lot of DMs, a lot of emails asking me to discuss periods, contraception, you know, like endometriosis, polycystic ovaries. I genuinely, I think that is the thing I get asked the most to discuss besides like dilemmas. So I thought, what do you guys want to discuss? You know, let's get into it. Let's have a little look. Somebody has, because I basically said anything to share, any questions, any areas to discuss or anything you want to say. So let's have a look. Oh, somebody says, stay away from doctors who say going on the pill will stop the pain, with a red flag emoji. That was me all my life, to be honest. Because do you know what? The difficult thing is, it does help with the pain. For me, I'm talking for me personally. It does help with the pain. But it's not really diagnosing a problem here. We're not understanding the problem. We're just, you know, brushing it under the rug, you know. And I've said that to a doctor once. And I said, you know, I'm happy about the fact that the pill does help because it stops my periods, so I'm not getting that pain. However, the pain I am getting on periods isn't normal, which means there is clearly something going on, and I would like to know what that is because I should probably do something about that. And do you know what she turned around and said to me? Are you hoping to have children at any time soon? I said, no, not anytime soon. And then she went, then in that case, I think we just cross that bridge when we get to it. I think we worry about what's going on when you want to have children. I thought, why? why worry about it then? Why not do something now? But whatever, I listened to her because I was just young and insecure. All right. Somebody says, my period stopped for 18 months during first lockdown. Yeah, that's crazy, you know. It's so common to lose your periods. Like, there is so much surrounding your periods. Like, so much goes into it, like, in psychology, stress, your diet, exercise, like, everything. It's wild. Oh, on that note, right, I realised, how many of you, right, because I personally didn't, I realised I don't actually know what is going on in my body every month. I genuinely don't know what is the cycle, what's happening. Like, I genuinely don't. So I googled it and I was having a look at the menstrual cycle and I was like, oh, okay, so let me literally read this out to you. To anyone that doesn't know, I'm sure loads of you do, but it's something that we were probably taught in school, but everybody was cringing, so no one was listening. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were probably so young. So let's have a little look, okay? Days 1 to 7, boys, you can listen to the, you've definitely turned off, but if there's any boyfriends in the background listening, you can listen to this as well, because it might be helpful for you to know. Okay, days 1 to 7, your uterus lining breaks down. Menstruation, how do you say that word? Menstruation. I always said menstruation, that's not correct. Menstruation, whatever, occurs. So that's your period, right? That's the bleed, right? When you're menstruating, however you fucking say that. See, I can't say it. Let alone understand it. What the heck? Okay, so I'm assuming that's your period. That's the bleed. And then days 8 to 11, the lining of the womb thickens in preparation for the egg, which I was like, okay, all I know about the lining of the womb is the mini pill that I was on thins the lining of your womb. So I'm assuming that's how it prevents pregnancy. I'm not sure, but whatever. Okay, so days 8 to 11, the lining of the womb is getting thick. She's thickening up in preparation for the egg, right? Days 12 to 17, ovulation occurs usually on day 14. Okay, so this is where the ovulation is taking place. This is where you are fertile, right? I'm ovulating, you know, like that's when you're fertile, right? Okay. And then days 18 to 25, if fertilization has taken place, the corpus luteum fades away. Now, somebody needs to tell me what that means, because I'm reading this and they're talking to me like I'm supposed to know what that means. So what happens is the corpus luteum fades away. Ah, makes sense. Pardon? I honestly don't get that, but yeah, I thought that was worth looking into. What have I just done? I've literally just shared this to somebody, I think. Imagine I just accidentally sent that to some random person, like the menstrual cycle. They'd be like, okay. So yeah, how interesting, guys. All right, what else have you guys got to say? I have the implant and have been on my period for 2.5 years. What? Oh my god, you have bled for 2.5 years. That cannot be safe, babe. What? I thought having pain was normal, found out I've got PCOS. It's more common than we think. Do you know what as well? When I got told I've got PCO, they said to me, you've got more cysts on... She said to me, all women have cysts on their ovaries, but you, if you have more cysts than the usual amount, which I think she said was about 8, it's considered polycystic. I said, oh, that makes sense. The doctor I'm seeing now, she goes, no, they're not cysts. You know, despite the name, they're not cysts. They're fluid-filled sacs. I thought, is that not cysts? But anyway, she said, it's different. An ovarian cyst is different to polycystic ovaries. I thought, does anybody know here? Does anyone know what the fuck's going on? Because one person told me, you got polycystic ovaries. Next person tells me, oh, yeah, but you can... She said to me, you might have just had more cysts that month than normal, so you might not have polycystic ovaries. You might have just had your scan at a time where you've got a bit more cysts than you normally do, so they've diagnosed you polycystic ovaries. I thought, what? And now this doctor's going, well, they're not actually cysts. what is going on? Like, it's so confusing. So basically, guys, what I'm telling you is, any information I come at you with today, I'm not a doctor. I have no idea what I'm talking about, because even the doctors I go to, I can't even understand it after talking to them, and then I'm still confused. So yeah, sorry about that. let's have a look what else you guys are saying. I've always been a regular girl, same time every month, started getting later and later, went doctors and was told nothing's wrong. Is this normal? Okay, guys, I have no fucking idea. Like, I'm not ever going to give medical advice, but what I would say is, always get a second opinion if you don't feel relieved. Like, if you walk out of a doctor's surgery and you feel like, I just kind of feel shoved away, like, just go talk to somebody else. You know, it's always good to sit there and say, you know, I spoke to somebody and I don't know, I don't get how that is normal. Ask them to explain to you why it is normal, how it is normal. Tell me what's going on in my body that makes it normal, you know. I always get extreme headaches for the entire week of my period every single time. No, that is hell. That is absolute hell. I came off contraception in April this year and still haven't had a period. So when I came off my pill, I was told that after three months, if your period still hasn't come back after 3 months, then go to a doctor and they can try and help bring it on. Luckily, mine came on the fourth month. So yeah, if you haven't got it after coming off your pill, I would just pop into the doctor and see if there's anything that they can do or say to you, or, you know, any advice maybe. Did the mini pill stop your periods completely? Because it stopped mine and it worries me a bit. Yeah, for me it did. I might have had like a couple of days of bleeding, but I had no periods ever. But actually, on that note, somebody sent in one of these saying about how they love their pill because they had really irregular periods, and since being on the pill, they now have really regular periods and they love the pill for that. What I want to say is to anybody that doesn't actually know this, because I found out not that long ago, your period on your pill isn't a real period. It's withdrawal bleeding. So it's something to do with your body is lacking hormones and you bleed from the level of hormones drop. Like I said, I don't know what I'm talking about here. This is just something I've read or been told. Your level of hormones drop and you bleed because of that. It's not a period. Let me have a proper look at this. Okay. So this website, it says, your period on the contraceptive pill is actually called withdrawal bleeding. It happens when the level of hormones in your pills drop. Withdrawal bleeding is usually lighter and slightly different than the period you had before taking the pill. Some people experience only very light bleeding or don't bleed at all. Your bleeding on the pill is likely to change over time. The bleeding you get when you're on the pill is not the same as a menstrual period. Your period on the pill is technically called withdrawal bleeding, referring to the withdrawal of hormones in your pill and in your body. The drop in hormone levels causes the lining of your uterus to shed. This bleeding may be slightly different before you had to the period you had before taking the pill. Okay, so it says, yeah, if you're taking your pill consistently, you shouldn't ovulate. And so obviously that's why you don't get real periods. It's just withdrawal bleeding. So when I heard that, I thought, oh my God, that means I haven't had a period in years. My body has not had a period in years. So that's what made me want to come off the pill, because I was like, I don't know what periods look like for me now, because I've been on and off the pill for 10 years. I'm currently off it. I've been off it since April. And yeah, I started it when I was 16, because when I've had my first period, it was like after a year of periods, they were hell. People were telling me that I was miscarrying, like, and all this fucking crazy shit. And then it just turned out it was happening every month. And I thought, oh my God, this is literally just my period. So yeah, I was on the pill because that's the first thing the doctors was doing for me back then. It was like, oh, you're in pain, take the pill. And I thought, okay. So I was on the pill for so many years and I had so many issues with it, whether it be like, I felt really depressed, or I was like, you know, I didn't feel like myself. I want to know what it feels like to not be on the pill. So I'd try and come off of it, and then I'd be in agony, and I'd give it 6 months and I couldn't cope with the pain any longer. So I'd go back on it, and then I'd be on it for 2.5-3 years, and then I'd come off it because I want to try again, and then I can't cope with the pain, so I go back on it. So yeah, I'm currently off it. I've been off it since April. And yeah, so it freaked me out so much thinking, what are my periods? Like, is it so painful because of all this on and off with the pill? Like, I don't know. So yeah, I'm trying to go cold turkey with the pill and just get all the tests I need to do to find out what's going on for me personally. I went in to have the coil and was told I was nine weeks pregnant. I had no clue. Oh my God, no way. I had bad periods, got on the pill, forgot my pill often. Now I have an IUD. Have I ever told you guys the story about when I went to get the coil fitted? So this is the other thing. This is why I find it really hard to go to doctors, because I always just end up feeling really upset and frustrated after, because I've had so many experiences that make me feel worse. So I went through my phase again where I was like, right, I'm coming off the pill. I want to know what's happening in my body. I'm ringing the doctors. Finally ring the doctors. She says to me, have you ever looked into endometriosis? I said, yeah, babe, I've been trying to tell the doctors that I think I've got it for 10 years. She goes, okay, let's do some tests. Those tests never happened, but it's fine. And this was like 2 years ago now. And then she said to me, have you thought about going on the coil instead of the pill? Because she said I'd need the hormone coil, not the copper coil. Which one is it?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Or is it the copper? No, the copper coil has no hormones, right? And then it's the other one where it has hormones. And she basically said the hormones are much less because it goes directly into your uterus, your cervix, one of them. And so yeah, they don't need as an intense level of hormones because it's not having to go all the way through your body. It's literally going directly to the area it needs to go to. So I said, okay, perfect, like no periods, no pain, less hormones, sounds a lot better than the pill. She sets me up going to a sexual health clinic to get it all like fitted in and stuff. I go to the sexual health clinic and they literally made me cry. It was two women as well, which I was like, wow, okay, this is fucked. The way you're talking to me is really upsetting. But I sat in the room with them, and then there was this bed that had like fucking claws for your legs. It was like a big horrible chair that you lift your legs up and it's almost like a restraint chair. I was like, looking at it like, oh my god, my heart's pounding up my chest just looking at it. Anyway, she was asking me all the questions and I was explaining, you know, I get really painful periods, bearing in mind, you guys know I have health anxiety, so whenever I'm in any sort of room like that, my heart's beating out my chest, I'm sweating, I'm talking quietly, I'm petrified, I'm like, yeah, I get really painful periods and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, if you get painful periods, why would you want the coil like that? And I was like, a doctor recommended it to me, she explained it to me, it sounded like it was a good idea. And you're on the mini pill now? Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be on the mini pill if you get painful periods. I said, why? She goes, the mini pill makes your period pain worse. I said, well, not being funny, but I've been on it about 10 years and it definitely doesn't. I was like, it doesn't for me because I don't get them. I don't really get periods when I'm on this pill, so it's helping for me. She went, no, you are not on the right pill for you. And I said, no, it has worked for me. And then she went, well, if it's working for you, why do you want the coil? And I was like, and I literally just started crying. And I was like, can I just go, please? I just want to go. And then she started like wheeling over to me on her chair. And she's like feeling, I don't know if she, it didn't feel like she felt guilty. I feel like she probably more felt like, I'm going to lose my job. And I was just like, please, I just want to go. And the door was shut, obviously, because it's a private room. And I was just like, I had this fear. I didn't want to just stand up and walk out because I felt like that was so rude. So I wanted to diffuse the situation. Like, I didn't want to seem like I was like, fuck you, and like run away. I was like, no, I'm just really upset. Like, this has just really overwhelmed me. And she was like, why are you overwhelmed? And I said, I've got health anxiety. Like, it was really hard for me to come down here today. And I don't know, I'm just really overwhelmed. And then she was just like, okay, well, do you want some water? And I was like, no, I just want to get out. I just want to get out. Please, can I just get out of the room? And then she was like, okay. And I literally just laughed. But honestly, I'm really glad I didn't get it now, because looking back, I don't think I thought about it enough. I do feel like I just listened to a doctor. And that's the kind of thing where, like, I would have to go in and get it removed. I wouldn't be able to just, like, what I do now, where I could just stop my pill, you know? So, yeah. What else are you guys saying? Mine have always been bad and led to severe anemia where I've needed iron infusions. Oh my god, babe. Do you know what? I've never struggled with really heavy periods, and I feel like that's why a lot of doctors sort of brush me off about endometriosis, because one of the symptoms is really heavy periods. But I'm like, but I've got every other symptom, every single one, apart from one. Like, I've got 99 out of 100 symptoms, please. For the past 6 months, I've been getting 2 periods a month. I've been to a doctor and they've said nothing. Oh, you just got to keep pushing, babe. So yeah, my next question for you guys is, are you on contraception? Because I thought, I'm so curious to know how many of us are, you know, because I think most people I know are, most girls I know, they're taking some sort of contraception. But 52% said yeah, and 48% said no, which surprised me quite a bit. And I'm, you know, it's quite nice, because I feel like quite a while ago, I feel like, maybe to be fair, it's because of our age. Like, I feel like we're all roughly around a similar age. And I feel like when we was younger, like when we was teenagers, maybe that would have been higher. Do you know what I mean? But who knows? So I then asked, you know, if you're happy to share, what's the reason? So, you know, whether you're on it or off it, what, just curious, what's the reason? And let's have a look what you guys have said. I've been on the pill for over 10 years now, purely for period pain. The coil to help with my heavy periods and reduce my cramps. It's worked so well. Preventing pregnancy, endo management, preventing pregnancy. I'm on the IUD coil, non-hormonal for contraception, works better for me than anything else. Preventing pregnancy, I'm on the IUD. I'm not on it to get pregnant. Oh, me and contraception doesn't mix well. Put on weight, mood swings, headaches, migraines. Yep. I have health anxiety and I'm scared of the side effects. Pregnancy and hormones. Coil, it reduced my periods. I bled for a whole year straight on the implant before I had a regular period. Oh my god. Okay, this is the girl. I'm on the pill to make my periods more regular. They were all over the show and now I'm clockwork. So yeah, that was who I read, where I wanted to mention about how they're not real periods, because somebody said that to me and I thought, what, that can't be true. What is the blood then? But yeah, apparently it's the lining of your endometrial and or something. And, oh, I don't know. But yeah. purely pregnancy prevention. I wish I didn't have to take it. I don't like the idea of contraception in my body. I take it so I don't have a period every month. Best thing ever. No, it was giving me migraines and made me not feel like myself. I'm on it for PCOS. It was acne, but now as contraception too. Preventing pregnancy in odd period times. I feel like the pill definitely was better for my skin. Like, since coming off the pill, I've really struggled with my skin. But then a symptom of PCOS is, I guess it says acne, and I obviously don't have acne, but I do go through phases where it could be considered maybe like mild acne. Like, it can just go overnight. Like, I'll have so clear skin, and then overnight I'll wake up and there's hundreds, and it's just wild. And yeah, it happens really frequently since coming off the pill. So I do wonder if it's my periods. Okay, so I think that's enough for period talk. I don't want to talk too much about it. I say that, it's been over half an hour and I've spoke about periods the whole time. But do you know what? It just kind of shows, like, we can go on and on and on about this for so long because we are so confused, and it is complicated, and it is not straightforward. So yeah, I'm glad we had this talk. I hope anybody that can relate to my situation, any of your situations other people can relate to, I hope you feel a bit more comforted, you know, less alone. Maybe this gave you the encouragement to, you know what, I'm going to go to the doctor and sort out what the fuck's going on with my body, you know, because I put it off for so long. And I had somebody talking about it, and that's what made me book it in. I cannot... Oh, it was actually Jamie Lang's podcast. He did a podcast of his therapist, and she said avoidance keeps your anxiety alive. And I realized I avoid the doctors, and that definitely keeps it alive. So I'm going to go to the doctors. But yeah, I hate talking about when I have doctor's appointments, because obviously I have the fear that I'm going to have scary news, and then like people ask me. But yeah, no, I'm trying to remind myself that going to the doctor about periods, about anything, is just a normal part of life, and it doesn't always have to be so petrifying. So like, it's okay to talk about it, you know what I mean? So yeah, okay, enough period talk, let's get on to other girly things. So I had one of you guys ask me, you want me to discuss how to make the first move with a man. That was from one of you guys. So I put up a story on Instagram saying, how do you make the first move? Okay, so let's have a little look. Just be honest. I think you're cute. Want to go for drinks someday? I just dropped my phone. That would definitely be a big, big slay, because it is, no guy out there would not want to hear that. You know, like if a girl messaged him or came over to him and was like, sorry, I don't really do this well. I think you're really attractive, and I just wondered if you don't have a girlfriend, maybe you'd want to go out for a drink or something. You know, any guy would be fucking buzzing with it. They just would. I feel like, you know, it would make them feel good, no? So yeah, I'm with you on that. Eye contact. It's simple, but it gets the message across that you're interested. Give them the eyes. Everyone knows the ones. Yeah, we know the eyes, guys. Just go and say hello. I caught eyes with a guy in Pret and gave him my number. Big slay. When I was out with my sister like over a year ago, we were out at the pub, right? And when we were parking, by the way, we only had one drink before. It sounds like we were like drink driving. No fucking way. Yeah, we went and sat outside. It was like middle of summer, and we went and we was like, I fancy a Smirnoff Ice in the sun. So we went and sat in the sun and had a Smirnoff Ice, right? And when we was parking, she saw these guys getting out of like a work van, and she was like, that guy's fit. And then we was giggling for a while, and he was looking back, and I thought, oh, he spotted you. And then when we were sat down, I was like, we were waiting for them to like come back out, because I didn't really get a good look of him. I wanted to see who she fancied and stuff, but I didn't really get a good look of him because he didn't come back out. So then we quickly had to go because we just had one getting in the car. They're still inside. We sat outside. They hadn't come outside yet. And I said to her, you should leave a note on the windscreen with your phone number on it. And we were laughing. She's like, should I actually? And I was like, yeah, 100%. Say the guy in the red jumper, whatever he was wearing, I'm really sorry if you have a girlfriend, but if you don't, 07 blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? So we did. And he texted her. Nothing came from it, but they, you know, they had some chats over text and, you know, she shot her shot. So I like that one. I asked my man out with a crossword and he had to work out the words. Oh my God. That must have took you a lot of time and effort. I love that from you. Just slide into those DMs. Back yourself, girl. Yeah, I agree. I actually agree. I slid into Jamie's DMs. Like, fucking brave as well, with my fucking whole chest. Literally whole chest. And look at us now. Slide into those DMs. Hope for the best. Say hi. They're such simple creatures. So true. Hi. touch their leg or arm and give them the bedroom eyes. Fucking hell. I'm talking like, how do we hit on someone? But to be fair, my wording of question did sound like how to initiate the sexy time. So in that case, abso-fucking-lutely, it's always the touch and the leg or the arm and the eyes. I'm with you, babe. Liking old Insta pics, Insta stories, etc. If too shy to DM, if they're interested, they'll usually DM you. Maybe they'll like some pics too first, but it tends to work well, in my opinion. In my experience, is the success rate is pretty high. Love it. The eyes up down, lips. Okay, the wording was confusing, but I know exactly what you mean. The eyes up and down. From their eyes to their lips. Yep. It's a classic. It's a classic. Post a good pic and hope they comment. So your way of making a first move is I don't show them any attention. And there is no implication that I fancy them whatsoever. That is my first move. I love it. I don't. And then I wonder why I'm single. Let them know how you feel. Worked for me. Been together 11 months now. Big slay. Confidence is key. I just walked up to my now boyfriend and said, heard you're single. Whoa, no, that's funny. I love that. Hey, I heard you're single. I love that. If I fancy someone, I'll just message them, usually a story reply saying cute. Yeah, I love that. Cute. Compliment their outfit. Yeah, that's always a classic. Message me first. Mood. I once started typing on Snapchat, so we got the notification. Then I stopped, which made him message me. I like it. But I don't use Snapchat, so I couldn't do that. After being friends for 2 years, I kissed him drunk. Oof. I was the first to initiate the kiss of my boyfriend. Just go for it smoothly. Yeah, babe. Like at least 3 of their Insta posts randomly to get them to hopefully pop up. Just slide straight into the DMs. Confidence is key. Sometimes you just have to go for it and not overthink it. Yeah, do you know what, guys? I say go for it. I seriously say just go for it. Okay, so my next question for you girlies is, how many best friends do you have? So how many of your friends do you consider to be... I sounded really Australian then, didn't I? Do you consider to be best friends, you know? And I gave you guys 3 options. 5+, 3 to 5, or 1 to 2. What do you guys think this is? This is probably how I expected the poll to go, to be fair. So we've got 1 to 2, 66%. Yeah, I am in the 1 to 2 club for sure. 3 to 5, 31%, and 5+, 3%. I cannot imagine having 5+ best friends. That would take so much time because everyone is always going through something, you know? Like, it is hard enough for me and Jess. Like, when things are going shit for me and it's like, right, Jess, you got to step up to the plate now. Come on. You got to help me, drag me through. It's lucky if we time it in a way where we're not trying to be there for each other at the same time is hell. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got 4 other people to balance their like needs and emotions and be a really good friend to all 5. God, yeah, that's a lot of time, but you know what, it sounds lovely, it sounds really nice, but yeah, I'm in the 1 to 2 club. My next question is, do you feel competitive with your friends? So My three options for you guys are, yeah, low key I do, yeah. Second option is slightly envious, I guess, you know. And the last one is not. Go bestie, right? So we have 11% have said, yeah, low key I do, yeah, low key I am fucking. I do feel a bit of fucking competition with that bitch. Yeah, low key. And then 23% have said, yeah, you know what? I do feel slightly envious. Yeah. So they might have just bought a house. They might have just got engaged. They might have just had a promotion. They might be making fucking bag every month. And you're a little bit envious. But 66% of you are going, fucking get on, babe. Love the house. Can't wait to decorate my room in the house, the spare room, you know. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. Next question is, did you find friendships in school toxic/problematic? This didn't surprise me, to be honest. For the girlies, 84% have said, yes, I did. Yes, I fucking did. And 16% have said no. And firstly, all I want to say is, what school did you go to? And where is it? Because I will send my kids there, because my school was so bad for bullying. They did not give a shit. They did not give a flying fuck. I'd literally be like, I was pushed over in the playground today in front of everybody, and they'd be like, stay away from her, just stay away from her. Do you not think I've tried that? Do you think I'm going up to her and saying, come on, give it to me, give it to me? Do you think I'm going up to her? Stay away from her. Like, it's honestly the worst thing. They're just jealous. Do you know what? It's annoying at the time, but it is true. It is true. You know, happy people don't hate. It's facts. Okay, my next question. Have you ever got with a friend's ex? I'm pleased to say that 84% have said no, I haven't. But 16%, guys, have said, yes, I have, yeah. Oh my God, that yawn came out of nowhere. Oh, I felt good though. So yeah, guys, that was my girly episode, friendships, how to hit on a guy, and lots of period talk. I really enjoyed this episode though. I feel like it's so nice to discuss these things every now and then, because I'll tell you something, right? Growing up, I did not have people talking about periods. I'd never heard of polycystic ovaries when I was even like 18. Like, I didn't know what it was. I probably heard of it, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anybody that spoke about it. I didn't see people talking about periods and stuff and pain and mucus. So I think we should change that, because why should it be taboo and embarrassing when periods is just a natural, normal thing? Like, why is it an embarrassing thing to talk about? It's literally, without periods, you wouldn't even be here, you know? So why is it a taboo topic? Weird. Let's make it not taboo. Okay, guys, I love you. Please stay for the outro and let's wrap up the episode. Okay, guys, thank you so much if you are still listening and stayed for the outro. I love you. You mean the world to me. I hope you guys are feeling good. What day is it? Friday. It's a Friday. Oh my God, it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the weekend. Who's it? Whoa, my phone just vibrated on my vagina. That felt really weird. Who's excited for the weekend? What are you guys doing this weekend? I am having a clear out day with my mum to sort out the loft. And then on Sunday, why do I feel like I have plans on Sunday? But then I kind of feel like I don't. Maybe my mum has plans. Oh, I have no clue. But anyway, I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend, whatever it is that you're getting up to. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed these girly chats. Let me know what episode you want next Friday. Anything you want to talk about. If you want to do another girly episode, let me know. All different topics we can discuss. And I'll speak to you on Tuesday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.